Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we just got an email from a Burt Show listener wondering if she should pay for dating apps. So maybe this one's directed at you, Abby, because you're not on yours anymore. And you've been on them for 8 years. And you just recently said, I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. No more. But she's newly divorced and she doesn't know a whole bunch about dating apps. She's not sure she wants to spend the money. So I'll read it, but it might come. This might be for you. Hey, Burt Show. Huge fan of the show. All the way from Montana.
I love it.
Look at that, Kristen. Listening on the interwebs.
Tell the Duttons we said hi.
Seriously. I've really enjoyed having Abby on the show. I need your help. I was in a relationship with my ex-husband for almost 15 years. Started dating when I was 16 and got married when I was 26. We've been divorced for almost a year now. I need advice on dating apps. Abby, you seem to get a lot of attention and dates.
A lot of not great attention, but okay.
Hey, it's attention nonetheless.
That's true.
She says, I've been on Bumble, I've been on Match, been on Hinge, but I've never really gotten matched with anyone or been able to find a connection. My ex-husband really did a number on me. I recently found out he was having an affair for at least half our marriage. He also moved right in with the mistress and lied to me about everything, even when confronted. I have a lot of trust issues and don't know how to meet people besides a dating app. My main question to you is, should I be paying money for any of these apps? I feel like I would get more messages from guys if I paid for an upgrade. All the apps send me notifications and emails that I've gotten likes or messages, but I can't see who they're from unless I upgrade. Is this normal? Please help. From Singleton, Montana.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm so sorry about your ex-husband. He sounds awful. But I actually feel like this is a better question for producer Romeo. Because remember a while back, he mentioned that he was paying to get extra likes to swipe on women. And I looked at him like he was crazy. Because admittedly, I've only spent money once on a dating app. I've only done it once, and it was for Hinge. And it's because they keep them in rose jail, where you have to pay for roses to be able to like them and get their attention. And I have to say, I've never once gotten any kind of response from doing that. So my advice is absolutely not. Do not spend any money. I think it's a scam. They're turning people's desperation and like desire to be looked at and get attention into a profit. And so my thing is, I'm already kind of on the just delete your dating app side, but I think if you're going to keep your dating apps and use this as a way to find somebody, do not give them your money. It's not worth it.
I feel like they're preying on the vulnerable. Like, I get it, you're a business and you're trying to make money. I mean, if you remember, like, when you go on Hinge and you go on Bumble and you go on any of those, their objective is to make money, not to find you love. So you have to have that mentality. But the fact that they send you emails and be like, this could be the love of your life, but I need you to pay $3.99 in order to find out who it is. Oh, that feels so icky.
Even for $3.99, it sounds like most of the time you're way overpaying for that.
100%. I have a friend who is a woman, and this was a while ago. I don't know if things have changed, but I know she was doing Match or eHarmony or one of those, and she was paying a monthly fee that was like more than Netflix. I remember that it was maybe like $15 a month or something, like some program that they had where you are gonna get matched up with the perfect person from all over. And I remember her telling me the experience wasn't much different. She just had more options, but as far as the like experience of the app, nothing changed.
So I think she's actually mentioning Bumble. So Bumble, you can you see who like likes you and who has commented on your profile, but it's always the other people who are also paying for the app. And I do remember one time I did check to see who liked it, but I don't remember having to pay, but I remember not thinking that those guys were particularly high quality matches because they're also just as desperate as me in paying for the app.
So you would get matched up with desperation when you pay for that.
Okay.
So you're not getting what you pay for.
All right, Kristen, we have about 60 seconds here, and it looks to me like you already want to start by ruining my day talking about my alma mater.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin your day. You need to stand up for your alma mater because Taco Bell is being attacked, sir.
So I used to work at Taco Bell. I spent more time at Taco Bell than I did at San Diego State. So technically that is my alma mater.
A New York man accuses Taco Bell of engaging in unfair and deceptive practices and is suing Taco Bell for $5 million because his Mexican pizza didn't look like the one in the ad.
Oh, come on, really?
I'm serious. And it was so weird because I brought this up. My husband and I were watching, or I was reading off of social media, and I read out the headline, and I'm like, anything for a cash grab? And Bart was like, no, get him. He's like, for so long, these companies have presented their products in a certain light, and it's fake, and it's not true, and then you order it, and it looks nothing like the product. And he goes, they need to be held accountable. And I'm like, are you my husband right now? Because I don't even know who you are.
I will date myself here right now if you want to do the Google search on it, but I'm very proud that I was on the Taco Bell line when the Taco Bell Mexican pizza came out.
Oh, really?
I sure in hell
You were
was.
There when it was born?
I was there when it was born.
Love.
They started a whole bunch of new food items way back in the day, and the Mexican pizza was one of them. And I assure you, I never made one that looked like it did in the pictures.
Well, so his thing is it materially overstates the amount of beef and or other ingredients in the ads for these products by at least double the amount.
Well, even by calling it beef might be blasphemy.
Okay.
Can I just say this? I've had Taco Bell the past two nights. My wife's out of town. I've been doing Uber Eats. Grilled cheese burrito. Mm.
That's it? That's your recommendation?
And this was left over from the night before. Popped it in the microwave. Oh, my God. I could eat this thing every day.
And my guess is you will.
The Burt Show.